If you have your Bibles, let's together turn in them to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 42, the whole chapter. Luke chapter 10. And we'll begin in verse 1. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. These are God's words, so give your attention to Him. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before His face into every city and place whither He Himself would come. Therefore said He unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He would send forth laborers into His harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shalt be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And those are God's words. As we go through the passage, verses 1 through 16, Jesus commissions the 70 disciples, not the apostles, the 70 disciples to go out and preach the gospel, confirming the gospel by miracles. And the blessing upon those who received them, and the curses upon those who would not. And then through verse 24, the 70 had gone out, they'd come back again, and this is the report they gave with joy, that even the demons were subject to them. Jesus confirmed that he gave power to them over the enemy, that nothing would hurt them. And yet he instructs them not to rejoice that demons were subject to them, but rather, verse 20, because their names are written in heaven. You think about that in our service to Christ and his kingdom. There might be some great thing that you're able to do in this life for Christ, but do not rejoice in that. It might be something to rejoice in the Lord about, but do not rejoice in that. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven, for that is far greater than what you or what God has done through you. That's where our joy comes from, our Lord who has saved us. The blessing then Jesus communicated in verses 23 and 24, that they were able to see the Christ, these 70. They were able to see the Christ, the Messiah, that many before, the prophets and people like that, many before longed to see. They saw him. And then through verse 37, the conversation Jesus had with the lawyer concerning the way to eternal life, and the man responded correctly that to have eternal life, you have to love God, you have to love your neighbor. Two greatest commandments. Of which the man asked, Who is my neighbor? And Jesus responds with the parable of the Good Samaritan. First question we might have is, can any of us keep the law to love God and love his neighbor? We can't by ourselves. We do so in Christ, by his righteousness alone. And what shows forth that we have eternal life? But what he teaches here, fruit, love, compassion on our neighbor, not the feeling of compassion, but the action of compassion. That's what shows that we are his and that we have eternal life. That's the proof. And then the rest of the passage, the hospitality of Martha and her sister Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, which is the better part? Beloved, it's wonderful and good to be hospitable and to serve the body of Christ and those who are in need, but it's even greater to come into the house of the Lord and hear Jesus speak and worship him Lord's Day after Lord's Day, sitting at his feet, hearing him speak from heaven. That should not be taken away from anyone who humbly comes. And so we ought to meditate upon these things. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you praise again. We're thankful for your word. We're thankful for the many things and deep things that are taught in this chapter. We're thankful that we're able to go through them little by little. And Father, we pray that you would teach us your ways. Teach us what's most important in life. As we've been studying Ecclesiastes, teach us what are the vanities of this world. Teach us what are the good things. Wisdom and truth and above the sun living. Help us to live above the sun. We often in our sins fallen short and turning from you and playing the part of the fool, even as Christians, or our remaining sin. And Father, you have granted to us a multitude of privileges as the covenant people of God to come into your house to hear the word morning and evening, Lord's Day after Lord's Day after Lord's Day, worshiping you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from our hearts and according to your word alone. We are not perfect in this, and yet this is where we know blessing comes from you. We know that you love the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob. And so we come here Lord's Day after Lord's Day, or wherever we're able to gather to worship you with a faithful congregation of your people. Father, how blessed we are. We're thankful for the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you've, for your people, have written our names in heaven. We pray that everyone here would be true of them, even from the oldest to the youngest, and none here would know one more day apart from salvation in Christ alone. There is only one name under heaven by which we must be saved, and that at the name of Jesus. We pray that every knee would bow before him. And so we pray, as we'll hear about in the sermon, we pray for our kings, we pray for rulers, we pray for princes and our governing authorities and all types of people, that you would turn them to yourself, you would save them, you would cause them to turn from their wicked way and their wicked ruling, and you would cause them to rule according to your word, that they would covenant with Christ, your Son, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and cause them to kiss the Son, lest they perish. Father, cause them to kiss the Son, that they would be blessed. And by it, they would bless the nation, our nation, our cities, our counties, our states. Father, in this we plead for your work, you to do your great work by your Spirit. We cannot do it. It's impossible for us. With you, it's possible. And we know in the future you will turn every nation to you. Might not be the nations we know today, but every nation will turn unto you. The fullness of the Gentiles will come in. The fullness of the Jews will come in. And we look in hope and for that day when you will call all of your elect to yourself. You'll save your people. And Father, we pray that now you would give us patience, make us humble before you, for we, in knowing you, knowing Jesus Christ, your Son, knowing the Holy Spirit, we don't deserve to know. We deserve to be damned forever in our sins and because of our sins, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched forever. But Father, you've seen fit to save us from our sins and turn us unto yourself by your grace alone, through faith. We're thankful that you work that in our hearts, that faith. We're thankful that it is a gift from you. We pray that you would give it to others. Use us as instruments to carry the message, the good news of Jesus Christ. And Father, give us hope. And therefore, cause us to love as we focus on that hope that awaits us in glory forever with you, where there's no more pain or tears or sorrows. Father, we praise you and thank you for sending trials to us, those disciplines to discipline us. We know you as the Father love us and therefore discipline us. Turn us from our sin. Cause us to mortify our sin. Put it to death. By your Spirit working in us, that we would not quench the Spirit or grieve the Spirit, but submit to you and your Spirit. Cause us to hate sin and love righteousness and holiness. To love what you love and hate what you hate. Father, we pray this evening for Jake and Marissa. We pray that their sore throat would not be a cold or anything like that. That would lead to anything more, but it would just be allergies. Pray that you would uphold them today as they're not able to be with us. We're thankful that Elijah is feeling better from his ear infection. And Father, pray that you would heal your people. Heal Adasa. Heal Arian. Strengthen your people, even our weak bones and muscles, frail as we and weak as we are. Strengthen us to serve you. And Father, strengthen our souls to worship and be those living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you. Father, we plead all these things before your throne. We pray that you would hear us for Christ's sake. And we are thankful that Christ pleads for us and perfects not only our prayers, but our worship. So that all of his pleadings and all of his perfectings you receive is yes and amen to him. And so we can be confident to continue worshiping you, knowing that you are merciful through Christ, your Son. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.